Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
How you doing? It's me, Ishan Akbar, welcoming you to another episode of 929. This is the award-winning podcast from Fiverr.com, the freelance marketplace that aims to give you some big, bold inspiration in a very small amount of time. Our guest this week is someone who believes that the sky is the limit. He's the co-founder of independent media agency Electric Glue. It's Kevin Brown. Founded in 2014, Electric Glue focus on the importance of sacrifice in business to achieve the best results for their clients.
The temptation is to try and do everything. But I think in that sense, the danger of that is you don't do anything really, really well.
In this episode, Kevin is telling us how to do fewer, but bigger and better things. So Kevin, tell us, what is the lesson you want to share with us today?
The lesson I want to talk about today is about the power of sacrifice. By that I mean do few, but bigger and better things.
The power of sacrifice and do fewer, but bigger and better things. This seems in principle, I understand it, but how do you get to the point of knowing whether that thing is better than all those things?
Well, I think the real opportunity of it is, you know, we live in a very complex world and it seems to be getting more complex by the day. And I think the temptation, you know, my business is mostly around marketing and advertising. I think the temptation is there's so much possibility and so much opportunity is to almost tick the boxes and do everything.
Yeah.
But if you really want to cut through and have a meaningful conversation, then I think you kind of need to do things different, things that aren't the average, not the things everybody else does, things that are truly unique. And to do that, I think you need to focus. And that's why I think fewer, bigger, better is the way to achieve more cut through, which is really the job we have to do.
For the uninitiated, tell us a bit more about your business, Electric Glue, which, by the way, is an amazing name.
Electric Glue. Well, it's funny. It started about 6 years ago. I became a partner in a business called The Garage Soho, which is an incubator for startups. And we were basically investing our own money in helping these young companies get off the ground. And kind of what I noticed is that to really help them, you had to do it differently to how the market was kind of doing it, because investing in media is an expensive part of the game. If you're a startup business and you get it wrong, you waste that money. And in many instances, that means you don't succeed. So it actually became an imperative to really think hard about how do you really help. And to do that, I set up this business called Electric Glue, which is the media business. And the name came from, I used to spend a lot of time in China, and the Mandarin for movies is Electric Shadow. And we really liked Electric Shadow. That's a good name for a media company, but we couldn't use it because it was already taken by a production company. And then we thought, well, the other thing we do is we kind of really glue screens together, because you know, we live in a screen-based world. And what clients are trying to do is engage with people from TV screens to iPad screens to mobile screens. So actually what we're trying to do is help clients glue those screens together. And hence we came up with the name Electric Glue.
What a lovely way to come up with that name. What I'm really interested to pick up on is you said that you worked at this incubator in Soho trying to help these startups. You must have seen so many startup entrepreneurs wanting to do everything. In terms of how you approached it, did you at first encourage that and then learn the value of doing fewer but better things? Or has this been a philosophy you've had since the day dot?
Well, I think that's interesting. I think, you know, when you're a startup, again, the temptation is you want to try and do everything. I mean, there's a good thought in the business that strategy is about sacrifice. It's about thinking of the things you shouldn't do as much as the things you should do, because you can't do everything. And therefore, you have to focus on the things you really believe will change the fortunes of your business. And I think if you don't make those kind of decisions, I mean, what you tend to do is accumulate lots of stuff. And in a way, that can make you stagnant. Yeah, you know, it can be the illusion of you're doing great things, but in reality, you're probably doing a lot of things pretty averagely. So I think what it forces you to do is to kind of focus for effect.
And this kind of, I was going to say focus on focus, but this commitment to doing fewer but bigger and better things, has that been the mantra for Electric Glue as well?
Absolutely. I mean, we talk about the power of sacrifice. I think in the world of media in particular, there's so much stuff you can do. I mean, I guess one of the things that's happened is while it's brilliant that it's easier for people to create and distribute and make content, and the danger is, you know, it's just kind of putting stuff into the digital landfill kind of thing. How do you stand out in that, you know, mirage of stuff? How do you really punch through and make a difference? That's the real challenge. And for us, the way we try and help clients navigate that complex media landscape is to encourage them to think harder about what they really need to do and then to really do that in the best possible way.
One word that you used a lot was the word sacrifice. And I'm interested to pick up on why this word means so much to you, because it's not something you kind of hear anecdotally when you talk about business, that you've got to make big sacrifices, but you've actually used the word in a way as though it's a tool in business. It is something you have to do. Tell us more about that.
I mean, as I said, it means fewer, bigger, better things. I think I like the word because it's not a word you normally hear in business. Yeah, in some ways, it sounds like a word that sounds difficult. But actually, it's a word that I think is liberating. And it's liberating because it really encourages you to focus. It really encourages you to put your efforts behind something and then do it really well. And I do think that's a good discipline because, as I say, there's so much choice and there's so much stuff around us. In a way, it's easy to make lots of small bets and you can kind of feel like you're getting away with it because that's what you're ticking the boxes. But actually, if they all add up to very little effect, it's kind of a waste of time. So you might as well make fewer, bigger bets and do something that really kind of changes things.
Do you apply a kind of toolkit in terms of when you look at an opportunity, you decide whether or not to say no? Do you have something that you do or certain things people can do to say, this is an opportunity worth investing my time in?
Yeah, I mean, I think like all good strategy, you start wide and deep. You have to do the due diligence of thinking about lots of different things.
Yeah.
But I think the onus then is to try and whittle it down to what is the most important thing we need to do? What is the most important thing we need to say? What is the best way of bringing that to life? And then making that into something magical.
If you had an opportunity to get into a time machine and go to 30-year-old Kevin Brown, what advice or what words of wisdom would you have for him?
Well, I'd probably say, God, he's bloody young.
God, he's bloody young and good looking and all.
Not sure about that bit. I think there's a belief in intuition is really, really important. Trust your instincts, because I think your instincts are good kind of, yeah, they're good guiding lights about how to navigate a complex world. Yeah, you feel answers, I think, more than just create them. And I think, you know, the more I've trusted my instincts, whether that's in trying to solve problems or in trying to create businesses, the better it's been.
Kevin, look, thank you so much for joining us on 929. I really enjoyed chatting to you.
You're more than welcome.
What an interesting chat with Kevin. I learned that in business and in life, it's often better to focus on being excellent at one thing rather than average at lots of things. Now, this might need you to say no, and that's okay. It frees up your time and energy to focus on the thing you're good at or passionate about. 929 is a part of the Fiverr family, and Fiverr is the digital marketplace for freelancers. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed us, leave us a rating and a review. I'll see you again very soon. Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.